It's Sunday morning. Paul O'Mahony here, and I'm sitting on a park bench. A little distance away from me, perhaps 100 metres or less, two Cocker Spaniels running round each other. Two women. I think each of them has a Cocker Spaniel. But maybe they're friends who have one of them having two Spaniels. My dog is here, just a yard in front of me, wagging his tail. He's an English setter. He's already been over to check out the dogs. It's overhead, it's very cloudy. And a few minutes ago, there was a few drops, tiny drops of rain. And here comes another dog. This park is where many dogs walk, and occasionally there's a conference of dogs here. Now I'm looking at four of them all together. The faraway dog is walking past, but the dog has decided that he's going to keep away from the other two dogs. The two Cocker Spaniels go over to meet him, but I think the dog is hanging around. I'm wondering what's going to happen. My dog has advanced about 10 dog paces. Ah, oh, it's a little sun coming out from behind the clouds. And behind the sun, a very black sky. Or as I put in a poem yesterday, I think it was, Payne's grey sky. Payne was a person who invented the colour, kind of a dark blue-grey colour. The man coming towards me. Oh, here comes the dog. Here you are. No, he won't come near me. He's the man has got blue runners on. Go on, Louis. Go on and play. Go on. Well, it's fairly unusual. The man walked past me, quite young man, putting the lead on his dog now. I think he's going to take him out onto the road, but he never said hello. Interesting. Here comes the other dog, who's with a woman, an ugly little creature. I know everybody thinks their dog is pretty, but this fella has got a squashed face and two big ears standing upright. For all I know, he could be a terribly strong dog who would ought to be muzzled, but he doesn't look like you could put a muzzle on him. So the two dogs, my dog and that dog, are looking at each other. The other dog is looking behind him, and now they're going out onto a road. Oh, here comes a man pushing a pushchair, wanting to pat my dog, and my dog loves attention. So I'm not sure. There goes the man and the baby. I hope my dog doesn't go out onto the road. Once upon a time, he was nearly killed. That's another story. A car hit him doing about at least 30 kilometres an hour, perhaps even 40 or 50, hit him on the head. And I guess it was about the only place on his head that he could have survived a blow. And I don't think it did him any long time harm. Yeah. Oh yeah, the two Cocker Spaniels are going in different directions, one out onto the road and the other out on the woman with the Oh, he's fine. But he, what age is he?
He's 9.
Same age as my dog. And my dog's a rescue too. Yeah, my dog's a rescue. He's an English setter.
Oh, he's gorgeous. I'm afraid. I just put him outside.
That's fine.
What age did you get him?
He's about 9. We got him when he was 2. I don't know, actually, because he came chipped and neutered and the whole works.
So he's always afraid and he comes across really angry, but he's actually... Well, there's another gentleman coming here now, so I better...
Okay, all the best. Oh, this is an Irish setter. Hello. Oh, God. What a morning. An English setter and an Irish setter. Is he pure Irish setter? Yeah, look, what a gorgeous colour. They're lovely, aren't they? I often wonder what's the difference in character between the Irish one and the English one.
He's pretty stupid,
oh my God.
He's clever, he's very... this fella's ball. All he wants is ball, that's what he's looking at me for.
Well, he wants his bone.
Ball.
Oh, ball, oh yeah, and my dog won't chase a ball.
Yeah, he'll chase a ball, he won't give it back though. He'll go and drop it 50 yards away. Look at your new friend's cow, sit up. Sit. Good boy.
Oh, Louis, sit. Louis, sit. Sit.
Do you hunt with him more?
Hey, sit. Louis, sit. Sit. Oh, he will sit if there is another dog. I better let you throw the ball for him. Oh! I've never seen my dog do that.
Do you hunt with your fella or should you shoot with him or?
No, not at all. They're hunting dogs.
Yeah.
But never. In fact, I think he probably was gun shy, which is probably why he was given away to a dog rescue centre.
Right, you had to go rescue.
And he was lucky to be kept alive, because I believe that some gun dogs are disposed of.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And where did you get yours?
He came from.
And he won't give it back to you now.
He'll put it down.
He'll put it down, yeah. I'd be interested to see what happens now when he puts it down. Because my dog has never chased after a dog like this for ages.
Yeah, maybe they recognise it.
Well, yeah, you'd kind of wonder, wouldn't you? You really would.
But no, he's very, they're very... friendly.
How old is yours?
He is 8 this year. He's 8 about this month, actually.
Well, my fella's 9.
Right. Okay, similar age.
They look... your fella's a tiny bit bigger.
Yeah, he's actually small for his... There's two genetic breeds of them.
Oh!
They have the hunting one.
Yeah.
Which is smaller. And they're the show dog, which is the one you see on Crufts, which is what he is. But they're a little bit bigger than him. His mother and father are... Well, his father was from Hungary.
Wow!
And he won some competitions in Hungary.
Oh!
And he was a beautiful looking dog. And his mother's mother was some genetic... they've won Crufts or something from Northern Ireland.
They won Crufts with an Irish setter.
Yeah, a few years ago, or they got a placing in the in the setter.
That's what I was wondering when you mentioned Crufts, whether.
Yeah. Come on, you. Come on. Come on, Scout. Come on.
What's your dog's name?
Scout.
Scout. Right.
Come on, Scout.
Mine is called Louie.
Louie?
Yeah, it's an unusual name for a dog, I guess. But my wife came across him in the dog rescue centre, and the guy who was there said, oh, he's Llewellyn. Yeah. And my wife misheard, well, kind of, had never heard of a Llewellyn.
Yeah, yeah.
So she thought, well, look, can't have the dog called Llewellyn.
Yeah,
so she gave him the name Louie.
Yeah, yeah.
And Llewellyns are a particular strain of English setters.
Yeah, it's Welsh, isn't it?
So, no.
Isn't it?
No, and that's the Llewellyn peculiar thing. Yeah. Llewellyn was the guy who developed the breed in Yorkshire.
Right.
I think in the 1930s, and it took 20 generations to develop a new breed, and, you know, eventually they got recognised as a separate breed by the, I don't know, dog association or whatever they're called. Anyway, it's...
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Louie, out there, don't stand in that.
Well, there we are.